After recent high-profile mass shootings, President Joe Biden said today he's taking action on guns. But what's the point of taking action that produces little to no results? Now listen, even though I believe in the Second Amendment, I'm not going to just critique Biden because there's room for criticism on both sides of the gun debate when it comes to taking relatively worthless action. Part of the problem is we aren't focusing on the real big problem. Mass shootings are awful, and yes, every life is precious. But mass shootings account for just 0.2% of all the firearm deaths in the U.S. each year. Mark Victor is a defense attorney in the Valley who's worked on many high-profile gun cases.
Everybody who is reasonable is for some amount of gun control, right?
Right. But is it reasonable that the most highly touted executive action President Biden took today is an attempt to ban ghost guns? That's almost subatomic surface scratching when compared to going after mass shootings only. They're called ghost guns because they're assembled at home and don't require a background check, not because they don't exist, although that would be a perfectly good reason to name them ghost guns. They're almost non-existent.
Laws against ghost guns and stabilizing braces, these things aren't going to get us any closer to a rational policy on guns.
But is the law that Governor Ducey just signed, a law that prohibits local law enforcement in Arizona from enforcing anti-Second Amendment federal law, also just window dressing and a feel good for the other side?
It's one that just reinforces that Second Amendment and your right to carry a weapon.
I thought the courts were there to reinforce constitutional rights. But if they're falling down on the job, I'd like the state legislature reinforcing some of the other rights I thought the Constitution guaranteed. I talk for a living, so definitely let's get one on the First Amendment. And how about the Third Amendment? Laugh all you want, but some soldiers knocked on my door the other day, and even though I showed them the Third Amendment, which says I don't have to quarter them, I got a bunch of guys in camo bunking in my guest room.